恭喜荣利的新年。
Congratulations and best wishes for the new year.
我们荣利新年的时候常常有送这个年历。
In the tradition, every new year we would give some gifts.
特别这个就是有一个很大的父子的年历 calendar。
One calendar that we would give to each other would be this big word of blessing.
我们就问自己，我们有年年每一年有得到上帝的福吗？
And let us ask ourselves, every year have we been receiving the blessings from God?
你有福吗？
Do you have God's blessings?
你就想想，我有福吗？
Then you think, do I have God's blessings?
你的儿子有福吗？
Your son has God's blessing?
你的孙子有福吗？
Or your grandchildren may have God's blessings?
我不知道哦。
That, I don't know.
但是我希望他们也得到福。
But I sincerely hope that they all have God's blessings.
到底谁能得到福吗？
So just who is it that will deserve God's blessing?
今天所读的圣经诗篇一百十二篇告诉我们
the passage that was, the scripture that was just read, Psalm 112 tells us,
你们要赞美耶和华
you should, bless the Lord,
敬畏耶和华甚喜爱他命令的这人变为有福
and he who fears the Lord and greatly delights in his commandments, this is the person who is blessed.
哦，谁有福啊？
So who is blessed?
敬畏耶和华。
It is he who fears the Lord.
你有敬畏耶和华吗？
So do you fear the Lord?
你有尊敬他吗？
Do you respect him?
你做事有尊他吗？
And when you do things and your actions, are you respecting him?
又一样就是甚喜爱他命令的。
And furthermore, it is he who greatly delights in his commandments.
你说啊，如果说到圣经的话，我当然喜爱吗？
Now, every time the scripture is mentioned, do I delight in God's word?
我当然喜爱啊。
I, of course,delight in God's word.
牧师讲道的时候我很注意听
and when the pastor gives a sermon I have my full attention
但是这里不是说他喜爱
but this is not about delighting
他说他很喜爱
it says greatly delights
中文圣经用那个神就是很喜爱
it means very much delight
一个人怎样说他很喜爱上帝的话呢
How do you express your great delight in God's word?
诗篇第一篇告诉我们
And Psalm 1 tells us about it.
他是昼夜思想
The person meditates on God's word day and night.
你昼夜思想什么东西啊?
What do you think about day and night?
今天的报纸吗?
Maybe today's newspaper?
今天的天气吗?
Today's weather?
或是说你做生意的事
Or maybe things about your business.
你说当然的我做生意我应该要昼夜思想
You might say of course I run a business I have to think about my business day and night
但是耶稣亚书第一章第八节也告诉我们
But Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 tells us
把上帝的话常常放在我的口中
Keep the words of the Lord in your mouth
昼夜思想
and meditate on it day and night,
使我常常做出来
so that you may be able to carefully do according to God's word.
诗篇我们今天的诗篇就是告诉我们怎样做的人就有福了
and today Psalm 112 is what we will study about how to do this.
我们在马尼拉有一对的兄弟
In Manila, there's a group of brothers.
第一位我们就是说他的名字是林志安。
And the first person in this group is Brother Andrew.
第二位呢是他的弟弟林智多。
And Andrew's brother is Bartholomew.
智安就是 Andrew 呢，那 Bartholomew 是智多了，就是这样啦。
And that's Andrew and Bartholomew, brothers.
他们两个在教会是很活动的。
And they are very active in our church.
常常带领查经班。
And they often lead the Bible study.
有机会在教会做见证。
And they would give their witnesses and testimonies in church.
所以他们对圣经很熟。
And they're very familiar with God's word.
他们也很喜爱上帝的话。
And they delight in God's word.
所以他们有福吗？
And do you think they are blessed?
我们看看啊。
Let us see.
有一天他们的朋友就叫他们到一个地方。
One day, a friend of theirs asked them to go to a certain place.
叫这两位弟兄你到一个地方。
And the brothers were asked to go to a certain place.
这是做生意的事情。
And it has to do with some business.
到了那个地方的时候，那个人就告诉他们。
And when they reached that destination, the person who asked them to go there said,
原来要分他们父母的母亲的家产。
Oh, and it was to divide the inheritance of the mother.
原来他们的爸爸和妈妈已经到主那里了。
Because the father and mother both have passed.
所以要分那个家产的时候，有一个很容易的方法分，
there was an easy way to do the division,
有一个很困难的方法分。
Or another more complex way to divide.
容易的方法呢，就需要他们要做一些不正当的事。
The easy way to do the division of the inheritanceentails doing certain not so proper things.
就是要骗人的。
And they needed to cheat.
如果要用那个困难的呢？
If we were to do a more complicated way to divide inheritance,
要照政府很多的关，要过很多的关才会拿到。
And you have to follow all the bureaucracy of the government in order to execute the division of inheritance.
所以那个做生意的人很诚实地告诉这两个弟兄。
So the businessman who they were talking to was very frank in telling the brothers.
最好用这个骗的方法。
And he said it is more practical to use the easy way, which requires cheating.
这两个弟兄知道他们圣经的话要诚实。
But the brothers knew that the Bible says you have to be honest.
他们也是尊敬我们的上帝的。
And there are brothers who fear the Lord.
他们也是带人别人查经的。
And they are leaders in Bible studies.
他们也知道骗人的结果是什么。
And they don't realize the result of cheating.
他们知道创世纪第27章所说的。
And they remember Genesis chapter 27.
雅各因为骗他父亲。
Jacob, because he cheated his father,
他就一生遇到很多人骗他。
And therefore, through the rest of his life, he was being cheated many
times. 这两位弟兄有查经知道这个事情。
And so these brothers knew from their Bible studies the events of Jacob.
这个哥哥呢，智安。
The older brother, Andrew,
就和他的太太说话。
So spoke to his wife.
他说我们遇到了这个困难。
And he said, we have this predicament.
这菲律宾 peso 可能是有100万以上的家产。
And it's worth about $1 million in Philippine pesos.
我们要决定做什么。
And how should we decide?
当然他做丈夫，他说我自己决定，我不要做那个非法的事。
And he said, he being the husband, would decide that he will not do anything improper.
因为我们是尊敬上帝的人。
Because he fears the Lord.
所以他把他们的孩子叫来。
So he called his children.
把这个事情告诉他们。
And told the children about this matter.
这是很大笔钱的。
And it was a big sum of money.
他们的孩子也是尊敬上帝的人。
And the children as well fear the Lord.
他们也有查经。
And they also study the Bible.
所以他们一起全家决定，我们不要做这个事。
So the whole family unanimously agreed to do what was right.
可能这个家产会没有了。
There is a risk of losing this whole inheritance.
决定以后呢，这个哥哥就打电话给他的弟弟智多。
So after the family made a decision, Andrew, the older brother, called his younger brother Bartholomew.
他就告诉他的弟弟说，我们不要做这个非法的事，如果要做，要做上帝所喜悦的事。
And he told his younger brother that he's not going to do what is not right, and he will follow the right way to do things.
那个弟弟也不问他家里的人的。
And the younger brother did not even consult with his own family.
他说，我们一定要做上帝所喜悦的事。
And he said and echoed the same thing that we have to do what the Lord directs.
因为他知道他的太太和孩子们也孩子也是这样的决定。
Because he knew that even if he asked, his wife and children would support him.
这是叫做有福的人。
And this is what is being a blessed man.
这是叫做那个甚喜爱上帝命令的人。
This is one who greatly delights in God's commandments.
这是叫做有敬畏、有尊敬上帝的人。
And this is one who fears and respects the Lord.
谁是蒙福的人呢？
So who is blessed?
就是他尊敬上帝、喜爱上帝的话而遵守的人。
It is he who fears the Lord and greatly delights in his commandments and obeys him.
蒙福的人有什么福分呢？
Now let us see what are the blessings of a blessed person.
从第二节到第十节，我们看见是三样东西。
So from verse 2 to verse 10, there will be 13 items.
第一样我们看见是第二节所说的。
So number 1 in verse 2.
子孙蒙福，在世强盛。
Okay, the descendants will be mighty on earth.
哇，所以如果我是蒙福的人呢？
So if think about it, if I am blessed,
我照上帝的话而行，
and I follow according to God's word,
这样我的子孙也蒙福了。
By that alone, my children and descendants will also be blessed.
牧师啊，如果我的孩子还没有信耶稣，怎么办？
Then what if you ask, how about pastor, if my children have not yet accepted the Lord?
他们还没有敬畏上帝啊，怎么办呢？
And they have themselves not yet come to fear the Lord. What happens?
他们还没有照圣经的话行，怎么办呢？
And what if they have not yet followed the commandments of the Lord?
他们蒙福了吗？
Are they being blessed?
这里告诉我们什么？
And the Bible said,
这个人有福呢，他的子孙也蒙福。
He said, he who is blessed, his descendants will also be.
他的子孙在世上必强盛。
And the descendants will be mighty on earth.
哦，怎么样是这样说啊？
So how do you explain that?
哇，这个是很好了。
This is very good.
所以你可以说啊，因为我的子孙会看见我所做的事。
Because my descendants will see and benefit from what I have done.
他们会说啊，爸爸或是祖父是敬畏上帝的人。
Because they will realize that my father or my grandparents feared the Lord.
他做事情蒙上帝祝福。
And whatever they did, they were blessed by God.
我也要信耶稣了。
And therefore, I too will come to know the Lord.
你的孙子如果看见啊，公公也信耶稣了，
and if the children see that the grandparents believe in God,
他得到上帝的祝福，
and have since been blessed by God,
啊，我也要信耶稣，
and I too will follow.
我也要照圣经的话行。
And I will believe in Jesus and follow the words of the Bible.
所以你的子孙蒙福吗？
So are your descendants going to be blessed?
啊，我的子孙因为我信耶稣，他们也蒙福。
Yes, they will be because I believe in Jesus and they will too.
因为我要将耶稣也介绍给他们。
Because through me, I will introduce Jesus into their lives.
这是只有一样的祝福。
And that is one of many blessings.
还有十二样啊。
Okay, 12 more to go.
第三节告诉我们，他家中有货物，有钱财。
Verse 3, wealth and riches are in his house.
哇，这个我说哇， 有的人、放在他们的店有一只猫这样的，你看见吗？啊，有看见吗？It's a cat. Start you that the hand will move like that.
Oh, there's a cat that shakes his hands.
Okay, 那就是说请钱财们啊，钱财是 money 啊 ，come to my business， 来到我的商店了、啊。
It's a figure that shows a cat waving. It means that wealth should come into my house, to my business.
在菲律宾现在很多那个东西啊。
It's very popular in the Philippines.
那是从日本来的。
It came from Japan.
日本的猫要来菲律宾招钱财。
It's a Japanese cat. A Japanese cat, and it keeps waving its hand, symbolizing please.To wave in the wealth.
我们不用这个东西了。
But we don't need this.
我们有上帝应许我们有富的人。
And we have the Lord's promise that we will be blessed.
他说他家中有货物，有钱财。
And he said, verse 3.
He has my wealth.
And in his house will be wealth and riches.
你爱这个吗？
Do you like this?
不用那个猫就可以很多钱来了。
You don't even need this cat.
不用那些偶像就有很多钱来了。
And you don't need idols around the house to invite riches.
还有很多，我们拿第四节。
Okay, verse 4.
他们黑暗中有光向他发现。
Light arises in the darkness for the upright.
这个人呢，有时候会遇到黑暗的事。
This man and anyone often comes into darkness.
他不知道前途要怎么样了。
Maybe you don't know what the future holds.
但是我们所唱的圣诗四十九首，知道吗？
But the hymn that we just sang, 49.
上帝会和我们在一起。
Because the Lord will be with us together.
他在黑暗的时候呢，有世界的光耶稣和他在一起。
In times of darkness, the light of the world, Jesus will be with us.
这是很重要的事。
This is very important.
这是一定有福的人所得的。
And this is someone who is blessed will surely have.
第六节告诉我们，
Verse 6,
他永不动摇。
And he will never be shaken.
我们如果听见可怕的消息，
And if we hear some bad news,
我们会动摇了。
We're often shaken.
但是依靠上帝的人就永不动摇。
But he who trusts the Lord will never be shaken.
我们知道一个人在这个世界上，
We know, as we live in this world,
如果在世的时候，人家会纪念你。
When you're alive, people will remember you.
你死掉的时候，人家就忘记你了。
After you pass away, people may not remember you.
我看见人呢，实在很爱人，很爱人，常常纪念他们。
And people often think about their loved ones.
他们就为自己捐很大的很大笔的钱。
So often they would donate a big sum of money.
在菲律宾我们有一些人就是这样做。
Many such examples in the Philippines.
好像我们菲律宾很大的商店叫做 SM.
There's a big commercial store in the Philippines called SM.
他的老板呢很有钱。
And the owner is very rich.
他捐钱很多地方。
So he make donations to many places.
他可捐钱到学校里。
Into the schools.
所以学校就把那个大礼堂把他的名字放在那里。
So the schools will put up the donor's name in their big auditoriums.
他现在已经八十多岁了。
Now this person is past 80 now.
所以以后呢，他死掉的时候，人家还会纪念他。
And if, even if he passed away, people still remember him.
因为他的名字在那个学校的上面。
Because his name is engraved in all those school auditoriums.
我看呢，那还是不够。
And I think that was not enough.
因为第六节也告诉我们。
Because verse 6 again.
一人被纪念。直到永远。
Second half of verse 6, the righteous will be remembered forever.
永远啊。
Forever.
因为我知道有一间学校。
Because I know there is one school.
我到那个地方的时候，我亲耳知道。
And I went there myself.
这个是纪念某某人。
And it says here in memory of such and such a person.
但是有一天，那个学校决定要盖一个新的楼起来。
But one day the school decided to rebuild a new building.
所以把那个旧的撤下来。
So the old building was torn down.
现在那个人的名字怎样了
？So the donor's name is not there anymore.
没有了，没有了。所以那个人没有人纪念他了。
So then he will not be remembered.
我如果把我的名字放在一个学校里面
If I were to put my name in a school building,
如果那个学校要设下来
and if the school decides to rebuild,
再建一个很大的楼
and make a new tall building,
他不一定会把我的名字放在那个新楼上
and they may not put the donor's name in a new building,
但是蒙福的人怎样呢
But he who is blessed,
圣经告诉我们他永远要被纪念
The Bible says he will be remembered forever.
永远的
And this is forever.
哇这个多么好啊
And this is much better.
因为上帝要纪念他
Because the Lord will remember you.
好我们看还有很多但是我们看蒙福的人的行为是什么呢
now let us see what are the actions of a blessed man.
从第四节到第九节
from verse 4 to verse 9,
我们看见有八样的东西
there are eight things.
好像第五节所说的
for example, verse 5,
他施恩给人
and it says, he is gracious to others.
他借贷给人
and he willgive to others.
Lend to others. 他对人很好啊。
Because he is very generous to others.
他个人得到很大的福。
Because he himself has been blessed so much.
他就把所有的福也分给人。
So he is able to share his blessings and bless others.
他施谢钱财第九节施舍钱财
verse 9 he freely gives his wealth
周济贫穷
and he helps the poor
当然我们知道他也常常做上帝的工
and we know that he is often doing the work of the Lord
我想到和我们这个 Highland Park 教会的一个人有和我们有关系的人
I think about one person from this Highland Park Church.
当然，这个是说和我们都挖过那个整个教会和神学院有关系的人。
And it involves the whole group of churches in Tuaco.
可能你们中间有认识他。
You might know of this person.
可能你不认识他。
Or maybe not.
他的名字叫庄明志弟兄
and it's his brother Chuang first name 明志
啊你说那个人就是捐那个 26亩的那个大地啊。
And this is the brother who donated a big piece of land.
哇，就是那个现在神学院的地方啊。
And he donated the lot where the seminary now stands in Tuaco.
我知道他，我知道他。
So I think I know this person.
我认识他。
And I know him personally.
他是很有钱的人。
And he is very wealthy.
在印尼、伦敦、美国，他有投资很多的钱。
He has properties and investments in Indonesia, in London, and in United States.
按照我们的荐读
，According to our bishop,
杨摩西牧师
，Reverend Moses Yang,
他说他的财产越来越多。
He said that this person's wealth has been increasing.
哇，这个杨摩西，就是这个人呢，是杨摩西牧师的大舅。
And this is the uncle of Reverend Moses Yang.
财产越来越多。
And he is so wealthy that his wealth multiplies even more.
这位弟兄也是爱上帝。
And this brother also loves the Lord.
从我们的见读，杨摩西牧师知道了。
From Reverend Moses Yang, we know.
他知道了我们需要一大批的地。
And he knew that the church needed a big piece of land.
所以他们讲电话以后。
So they were talking on the phone.
他。当时啊，庄弟兄是在伦敦。
And his brother Chuang was then in London.
我要飞到美国看看这地。
And he said, I'm flying to the United States to look at this land.
所以他飞来到 Tuaco 的时候。
And he came to Tuaco.
看见那很大批啊，26亩 ，I think it's 26 acres.
And think about 26 acres of raw land.
他说很好啊，很好啊，这个地。
And he says, very good. This is a good piece of land.
他就和那个要卖地的人谈话。
He talked to the seller.
几分钟以后，他出来。
In a few minutes, he came out.
成了，这个地是我们的了。
And he said, "It's a deal. We own the land."
那个钱从什么地方来呀、
啊、？So where did the money come from?
就是他很爱上帝，很爱上帝的工作，把钱奉献出来。
Because this brother loved the Lord so much that he was willing to donate.The money needed to buy the land.
你说他有福吗
？Do you think he was blessed?
一生一世就是平平安安的过日子吗
？Do you think his life is such a smooth sailing for the whole life?
诗篇一百十二篇告诉我们。
Turn again, Psalm 112.
他有得到凶恶的信息 ，verse seven. 凶恶的信息 ，evil news.
And he will.Not fear, evil
tidings.
Tidings.
他有得到凶恶的信息，他有得到。
He did have some evil tidings.
很坏的消息。
Some very bad news.
什么坏的消息啊
？What are the bad news?
他爱主，又奉献很大笔的钱。
If he so loved the world and donated the Lord and donated so much.
他每个月就支持用钱支持每个月。支持这个工作
and every month he sent money to support the work of the Lord.
一定会很顺利的
We thought he might have a very good life.
但是他得到凶恶的信息
But he got very bad news as well.
他全部的财产就破产了
And he lost his money and he went bankrupt.
在印尼、英国、美国，一切的生意都破产了。
All his business in England, in Indonesia, and United States all went bankrupt.
他新加坡也有生意也破产了。
And even in Singapore, his business went bankrupt.
没有了。
There's nothing left.
我问你，你如果这样，你要爱主吗
？So if I ask you, if you are in such situation, would you still love the Lord?
可能你会问啊，牧师啊，他是。他是蒙福的人，有上帝的福，为什么遇到这个事
？You might ask God, why do you have such thing fall upon someone who loves the Lord so much?
这个人如果破产了，不是蒙福吗
Now, if someone is bankrupt, does that mean he's blessed?
啊，可能不蒙福了。
Maybe he's not being blessed anymore.
所以杨牧师知道这个事情的时候，
when Reverend Yang knew about this,
他就祷告。
He prayed.
很迫切的祷告。
He prayed very earnestly.
上帝啊，我现在要怎样帮助我的大舅呢？
Said Lord, how can I help my uncle at this time of need?
上帝就用以赛亚三十章。
So the Lord gave Isaiah, verse 33.
第三十章第十八节到二十一节。
Isaiah 33:18-21.
杨牧师就用这节圣经把上帝的话告诉他的大舅。
So Reverend Yang then shared these verses to his uncle.
就是说上帝要和他同在。
And it means that the Lord will be with you.
上帝要保护他。
The Lord will protect you.
上帝要帮助他经过这个困难。
And the Lord will guide you through your troubles.
所以他的大舅听到了上帝的话，他就顺服。
And when the uncle heard these words from the Bible,He obeyed.
叫杨牧师说他的大舅得到安慰。
And he was greatly comforted.
他还是爱主。
And he still loves the Lord.
所以他把那个不好的生意就交给他的儿子们。
And so he handed over the bankrupt business to his children.
上帝就祝福他的儿子们。
And the Lord blessed his children.
把那个破产的生意再兴起来。
And once again revived the bankrupt business into prosperity.
他的儿子们就寄钱给我们的弟兄用。
And then the children sent money to this brother, which is their father.
也有机会奉献给神学院。
And also.Gave donations to the seminary.
就是 Tobago 那个神学院。
And that is the seminary in Tobago.
和很多不同地方的教会。
And many other churches.
现在你如果有机会到 Tobago 的时候，
Now if you have a chance to go to Tobago,
你请你看看那个 Tobago 的地方。
You should take a look around.
再有一个。铜的像 brass
There's a bronze statue.
就是我们的弟兄庄弟兄的铜像。
And that's the image of the donor.
把他的见证也是刻在那里。
And his testimony is engraved on the wall.
他是蒙福的人吗？
And is he a blessed man?
如果你遇到他破产的情形，你要怎样？
When you were in his similar circumstances when he was bankrupt, what would you do?
圣经就是告诉我们，第七节说，
Verse 7,
他必不怕凶恶的信息，他心坚定，依靠耶和华。
And verse 7, he will not fear evil tidings, for his heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord.
你们如果要好好做，
You want to do it diligently.
第十节最后一节第十节
Verse 10.
恶人看见便恼恨，必咬牙而消化，恶人的信念要归灭绝。
Verse 10. The wicked will see it and be vexed, and he will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked will perish.
恶人如果看见你兴旺的时候，他会妒忌你。
And when the wicked will see you when you're prosperous, he will be jealous.
这是一定的。
And this is natural.
特别如果上帝大大的祝福你。
And especially if the Lord greatly blesses you.
好像杨牧师牧师说他越来越多。
And like Reverend Yang said that his uncle's wealth was growing over and over.
如果你的财产越来越多，你要怎样？
And what if your wealth grows more and more.
你就奉献给上帝的工作。
And you can offer it to the work of the Lord.
现在我们这个生命堂的这些堂从全世界的工作。
And you can help all the sister churches.
有51间教会。
There are 51 churches around the world.
我们这里 Highland Park 只有一间。
And we are among one of those.
还有50间。
And there's 50 others.
这是也是需要我们用我们的金钱奉献支持的。
And this is where we need our
financial support.好像我们庄弟兄做的事。
Similar to this brother Chuang.
现在这个工作的董事长就是他的儿子庄中春弟兄。
And his son, John Chuang.
现在是做董事长。
He's now the chairman of the board.
哇，很奇妙啊。
That is a very special.
破产了，现在上帝又大大祝福。
And he was once bankrupt, and now God blesses him.
所以啊，中村弟兄就从新加坡就飞来到美国。
So this son John Chuang came from Singapore to United States.
做这个重要的工作。
And he did this important work.
当然，他也到世界其他地方，他们有生意的地方。
And he's been to many parts of the world where he has business.
破产的成为上帝祝福的。
And he has been greatly blessed by God.
所以现在他们越来越多。
And they are getting more and more.
现在我们呢？
What about us?
我们在这个高原地 Highland Park 教会的人呢？
What about us in Highland Park?
你有祝福吗？
Do you have blessings?
你可以说我有吗？
And can you say affirmatively, yes, I am blessed.
王牧师、王师母呢？
And Reverend and Mrs. Wong.
你说当然啊，牧师、师母当然有祝福呢。
You said, of course, the pastor and his wife will be blessed.
他两个儿子、一个女儿有祝福吗？
And his two sons and a daughter, are they all blessed?
照第二节说他们有。
You look at verse 2, and yes, they are.
儿妇呢？
And then the in-laws?
一定有。
Of course.
养医生呢？养师母呢？
And,
有祝福吗？
Dr. and Mrs. Yu, are they blessed?
当然有。
Of course they are.
他带了一个孙呢 ，Jacob 有祝福吗
？The little grandson Jacob, is he blessed?
你说啊 ，baby 当然婴孩不知道什么怎样要得到祝福呢
？Of course, you said the baby will feel blessed.
当然第二节告诉我们嘛
Verse 2 it tells us clearly
子孙蒙福
The descendants will be blessed
Auntie Susan 呢
Auntie Susan
Auntie Marianne 呢
And Marianne
她的儿子女儿呢有祝福吗
And their children and sons and daughters
当然有啊
Of course they are
他们的孙呢
And their grandchildren
Auntie Esther 呢 Uncle Michael 呢
Auntie Esther Uncle Michael
有祝福吗
Are you all blessed?
他们的儿子有祝福吗
And their children?
孙呢
And their grandchildren?
我们大家尊敬上帝的
We all who fear the Lord
很喜爱上帝的话而遵行的
And those who greatly delight in his commandments
圣经说变为有福
Will be blessed
愿我们大家也有福
May all of us also be blessed
我们一起祷告
Let us bow in prayer.
主我们的上帝我们感谢你
Lord our Heavenly Father we thank you
按照你的话语
According to your word
我们是蒙福的人
We are blessed people
使我们的子孙也蒙福
That our children and grandchildren will be blessed
我们好好在做你话语所告诉我们的
That we may follow the words of your commandments
就看见你的福在我们子孙身上
And we will see your blessings in our descendants
在我们身上
And in ourselves
在我们所帮助的人身上
And in those that we are helping
这样祈求奉主耶稣的名
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen,
Amen.